everybody. It's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. If you want to have a priceless experience, then you'll stay tuned to Mega Powers Radio. And remember, everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.
Shut up.
What's shaking, Mega Maniacs? It is Monday, March 14th, and we just finished watching this edition of Monday Night Raw, and you are tuned in to Mega Powers Radio for the most interactive post-Raw experience, the Raw Post Show here on Mega Powers Radio. If this is your first time tuning in, we're going to be taking your comments, questions, and everything you thought about Raw tonight. And we're going to be talking ourselves with the panel what we thought about Raw tonight. We have overcome the roadblock. We are officially full steam ahead to WrestleMania, and things certainly seem that way on Raw tonight. We saw Roman Reigns finally show his face again after being gone for a number of weeks. Undertaker was there. Brock Lesnar was there. Hey, it's amazing when these guys actually show up to start promoting the show that they're on. It actually kind of feels like it's the time for it. But we're going to talk all about that. We want to hear what you got to say, and we're going to tell you how to do that. But first, let me just tell you, if you enjoy the Raw Post Show, please continue supporting us in many ways. Best way is to find us on Patreon. This is a free show for you folks, ad-free, but if you wish, please do a voluntary subscription for as little as $1 a month. You could help us keep things coming to you with this show, the Dace Man Show, All Talk Show, pay-per-view post shows. We did one for Roadblock this weekend. Very much helpful to us. Keep bringing you things. There are costs involved with this, and I pay for it out of pocket. So anything you can help keep things rolling is a tremendous help. You can also just support us by being here every Monday following Raw. Tune in to MegaPowersRadio.com. But if you can't, support us all other places podcasts are generally found. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio. I think I got us on iHeartRadio now. YouTube. Links to all those easily found via SmartOutMoment.com. Number one website for all your wrestling needs. And if you want to participate tonight, we got a few things and ways you can do that. We got the chat room scrolling. Already got some cool cats in there. Give shout-outs to the people who got here early. We got Wazili, Silent Wind of Doom, Tony Theidman, Kalen Ferris, Brian the Braid, and already in the chat, we got Kenneth Cade. Thank you all for getting here nice and early. I see we got some folks elsewhere. If you're listening to us via the widget on our website or some other place, navigate yourself to Mega Powers Radio on Mixlr. That's the place you can find the chat room. We got two conversations scrolling around at the same time. Lots extra fun involved with that. You can tweet to us at Raw Post Show. You can use the voicemail widget on the Mega Powers Radio website. Lots of ways to be involved. We don't just make up that tagline for any old reason. In the meantime, though, we're going to get things started with the panelists. First off, my name is Mike Payton, station director here at Mega Powers Radio and host of the Raw Post Show every week here. And with me tonight, I have the main man of Smart Out Moment, Mr. Tony Mengu.
What's going on, everybody? What's up?
And the main man of the fucking shitheaded losers, Mr. Drew White.
Hey everyone, what's up?
What's up?
That was a Tony impression.
Penguins.
What's I was gonna make a penguin sound, but I don't know what sound a penguin makes.
You know
what the fuck do they do?
Penguins over there.
Well, they if you watch Happy Feet, they just stop their feet.
Oh, I know what penguins do.
Penguins are some of the ugliest sounding animals. Now that I remember.
One of the snazziest dressed, though.
Oh, okay. So I'm being corrected in the chat here. It's pronounced Feedman, but don't worry. No one can pronounce it properly. Yeah, probably because it starts with a TH. I'm sorry, dude. That's just a little bit of a swerve on how it's pronounced.
You know, with like Brett Favre, it's spelled V-R-E, but you pronounce it R-V-E. For some
reason. Like you are like Brett Favre.
Yeah. Actually, I knew someone who it's like Darrow. It looks like Darrow, but he tried to tell everyone that it was Daryl with an L. Yeah, I'm calling bullshit on that. So,
see, we thought it was Tony Thiedman, but it's actually Tony James.
Oh, goodness. All right, guys, let's talk about some things that happened on Raw, because there actually is stuff to talk about. We just went off the air. The Undertaker was being promoted all throughout the night to confront both Vince and Shane McMahon. We're going to get all three of these guys in the ring at the same time for the first time this year, I believe. Vince McMahon is out first. He talks about, of course, what he expects the Undertaker to do. The Undertaker comes out, and automatically you're getting lots of reminders of how great these two are and all the great moments they've had between each other, with Vince trying to sort of play the power with the Undertaker, like, oh, you know, I would just advise you not to put your hands on me again. And then he thinks about it some more, and he sees what the Undertaker is doing, taking off his jacket. He's like, you know, on second thought, I think it was just a lapse of judgment, and maybe me bringing it up was too, so let's just forget about it.
I thought that was one of my high points for the night. That was gold.
Oh, Vince is the fucking man. He still got it. Shane comes out to get involved in the situation as well. Shane was not as on point tonight. Matter of fact, one of the first things Shane says is like, I know how I'm going to beat you. I'm going to use my mind. Yeah, you're going to go to hit me, and I'm going to miss. Yeah, he missed all right. The crowd gave him a big boo for that, too. Good on them.
Yeah. There's actually been a lot of talk recently that he keeps getting lost in his promos. And Vince McMahon, you could tell he kind of flubbed a little bit earlier.
Yeah, but he made up for old.
It. Yeah.
And like, Vince McMahon can have senior moments. Although Shane looks old, too.
It was really like a smooth, natural transition, where Shane was just kind of like, and I mean that instead of what I said.
Well, with Shane, he's been gone for a number of years. I bet it's weird getting back into doing that after not doing it for so long. I remember when Stephanie came back after not really being in the eyes of WWE
but
for a
while. Like,
she
Shane's...
wasn't on her best A game as well. She's done better over time.
It's not like Shane was sitting around as a hermit. You know, he was running major companies. He was still speaking in front of lots of people. That's true. Still had to show lots of charisma. So I don't know why he would have flubbed. I don't know. I have no excuse for that, but I'm reading the chat room here. Silent One to Doom is saying he can't believe he made reference to the Titus incident. He did that?
Didn't even realize that.
Yeah, I didn't hear that one.
The one thing that I realized from when Shane was near the Undertaker, Undertaker looks so much fucking bigger than Shane. I know we think Shane looks better compared to what he used to look, but fuck. Didn't realize the Undertaker was a whole fucking foot taller than him.
Well, Undertaker is also deceivingly big. Some people really forget how much of a giant he really is.
Yeah, like him and Kane. Like, Kane doesn't look as tall, like, when you're in person, but on TV, he's a lot taller. Especially when he stands next to Daniel Bryan.
Oh, so Tony F. in the chat, he actually brings up a good point. He said, the Shane botch could be brushed aside to add to the fact that he was genuinely in fear of the Undertaker. That's actually a very good point. But a lot of what Shane said came true, because eventually he provoked the Undertaker enough to attack him by calling him a bitch. Man, he's one of those, as soon as he said that, you could just tell everyone was like, oh, no, Shane, no, don't say that.
You're a puppet. And then he's like, wait a minute, I don't mean a puppet. I mean, you're a little bitch.
I'm actually getting kind of annoyed, because I feel like bitch is the word of the month.
Yeah, they have been using it a lot. That. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's like the furthest word they can get away with without having to bleep it. Mm. So, yeah.
It would have been great, though, if Undertaker would have retorted right afterward and been like, hey, fuck you.
The fuck? That wasn't in the script, you asshole.
Yeah. You know what, Shane? You're a dick.
So, Undertaker eventually puts his hands on Shane, throws him into the corner, but Shane does just as he says. Undertaker misses. Shane eventually did get around to that point. Undertaker misses. Shane dodges out of the way, tries to throw some punches of his own. They look like shit. Undertaker basically laughs it off, shoves Shane away. Shane seems like he's going to be able to maybe back away from Undertaker and continue outsmarting him a little bit, but Vince is there, shoves Shane right into the Undertaker for a choke slam. Undertaker teases going after Vince as well, but Vince dodges out of the ring so fast, like way faster than I thought a man of his age should have been able to move. Matter of fact, he didn't even like completely like roll out. He just like dived out and just like got up from the floor.
I thought he was injured at first.
Yeah, I was worried. I was worried he was going to have like a hip problem or something after the way he got out like that, but yeah. He looked like he was okay. This was good. This was definitely good. This was the best thing they've done for this match since the initial segment for it.
I agree, but at the same time, I also kind of think it still wasn't enough.
You got two more weeks, Tony.
Yeah, I mean, they could make it even better and better as time goes on, and I hope that they do, because if this was like 2 weeks from now, we look back and we go, well, that one thing was good.
Well, you know what the problem is, Tony? I built you up way too much with the inclusion of Mean Street Posse and Gerald and Briscoe.
That's the thing, because now if we don't get that, I'm going to be disappointed.
Always, always building up way too high beforehand. Well, Drew, are you any more excited for this?
I think I liked it a little better than what Tony did. I don't know how often. Well, I don't know how often you can have these two go at each other going into Mania without weapons at hand. Because if this match is relatively similar to the Hell in a Cell match between Triple H and The Undertaker at 28, it's going to be a fucking snooze fest. These guys, give these guys some weapons. We're crying out loud. The only time I want to see Shane actually use a wrestling move on Taker is if he's able to suplex him. Other than that, no.
Well, Shane doesn't typically do wrestling moves.
I know, but fuck me, those.
Well, I'm getting the impression that Lesnar and Ambrose is going to be the hardcore match. I think there's been enough things referencing that, but I mean, you got to consider they're going to be confined into that little cage area. So, how much weapons are you going to get in there? I'm sure it's going to be brutal. It's not going to be, all right, let's chain wrestle. I definitely don't expect Undertaker and Shane McMahon to be having a 5-star Matt Classic.
But I'm just, from the standpoint of these two, Shane and Undertaker, a little bit older than what they used to be. And the way that this segment ended with Vince pushing Shane into the Undertaker leads me, we already knew that this was going to be a clusterfuck with run-ins and there's a lot of shenanigans happening, but I will say I like the segment, but other than just the promos and what actually happened, I'm actually kind of worried about the quality of a match. I mean, they have 2 weeks to prove me wrong, but I'm not as high on this match for what it could be than the buildup of it.
Oh, you're like reverting to where all those people were 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, I was high on it because I remember we did the superstar scores and everyone's like reminiscing of how Shane used to be and how awesome his hardcore style was back in the day.
This is the same way Shane was back then. Shane always had shitty punches.
Yeah. I think people just looked at nostalgia when it came to looking back on it, and maybe I was as well.
No, listen, there was something very important Shane said in this promo tonight, and that is that he's going to use his body as a weapon.
Mm.
Whatever pound weapon.
A lethal weapon. He's going to get Steve Blackman.
Damn, we're going to have a run from Steve Blackman now, too? Oh, jeez.
Yep.
Isn't he? He's like a bounty hunter now, isn't he? He's put out a bounty on The Undertaker. Well, Steve Blackman would be the only man changing, crazy enough to take
like
that.
They keep deciding that they're going to do like the Wyatt Family Lesnar stuff keeps changing and all that. They're going to change this match, and it's just going to be Steve Blackman against the Mean Street Posse and Briscoe and Patterson. No Undertaker, no Shane.
This is still in Hell in a Cell?
It's going to be Hell in a Cell that's surrounded by the Punjabi prison.
And it's going to be dogs.
So,
yeah.
With what else happened tonight with Ziggler, does Ziggler get involved in this match now?
No.
No? You don't think he will?
Not even close. That's like the last person I would expect to be involved.
No, I wouldn't expect Cena to be coming down there, but
I would expect Cena over Dolph Ziggler.
Why? Ziggler has a legitimate beef with the authority. The best way for him to get what he wants is
if this match isn't exactly the authority. This is Vince McMahon.
Yeah, but at the same time, if Shane was in charge of Raw, Triple H wouldn't be.
That's not the way the story's being told, though.
Okay.
Dolph's beef is with Stephanie and Triple H, so if he's going to interfere in any match, it's going to be the main event, but I don't think he's even going to do that. I think Dolph Ziggler is just going to be in that battle royal. I think you're expecting way too much of Dolph Ziggler.
Very true.
Also, it is kind of surprising that they used him like this tonight, though.
We'll get to Dolph Ziggler. First off, I got something out of the chat here I wanted to pull into next. Let's see here. Yes. Breaking news, folks. WWE has just announced on Facebook that at WrestleMania we will have a tag team match. It is not for the titles. It is the Usos versus the Dudleys.
What? There's...
Did they even do anything on Raw today?
Either of them? I think the only thing we saw from the Usos is when they backed off Roman Reigns. The Dudleys, I don't remember seeing the Dudleys at all.
You know, I kind of expect this to be in the pre-show.
Yeah, this is 100% pre-show match. There's no other way this could be anywhere else.
All right.
If that's the case, I have no problem with it, but it's very weird that they wouldn't announce this on the show or do anything to help build this that matchup.
This is a situation where Usos and Dudley Boys looked like they were going to have a feud like 2 months ago, and they dropped it, and now we're supposed to give a shit? Don't care. This WrestleMania really is just like, god damn, they don't care or something. I don't know what's going on with it.
Oh, they care. They're just strapped.
Yeah, but even if they're like in a position like they are right now, you can still act like those are big matches. You know, try to sell to the audience a little bit. This is just sort of like, ah, fuck. Well, we didn't do anything with these two. Let's just throw it on Facebook.
In a way.
Seems like they've really moved that wave away from announcing stuff on Raw. I mean, nothing's announced on Raw tonight. Have we had a single Hall of Fame announcement made on Raw?
Yeah, Jacqueline.
No, that was released by Fox News.
Yeah, good point. Well, see, they say they don't break it. They always say someone else, like Fox, the Rolling Stones, something like along those lines.
The Rolling Stones.
I said Stones.
Mick Jagger came out. Hey, everybody, did you hear? The Freebirds are finally going in.
It's not so much annoying that they would put this on Facebook rather than on Raw, because really, in the same token, it comes out to the fans anyway. The matches still happen at WrestleMania. It's just the fact that, like, this match doesn't matter. Like, if they would have built this up over the past couple of weeks or whatever instead of just dropping it, then maybe there would have been some actual momentum to it. And tonight we had some stupid-ass segment where that sort of involved them, and it was like I went to take a piss in the middle of it because I was just like, I don't know, it doesn't matter to me at all. And then that's just going to be like, all right, well, Renee Young's got an announcement. Those guys that kind of are sort of feuding, I guess. Yeah, they're going to have a match. What? WrestleMania, biggest pay-per-view of the year. Like, what?
Well, not every match is going to have that behind it.
No, but shit, you should think that at least the majority of them should have something.
No, I mean, your big three, maybe four matches should. Everything else is just kind of like, all right, well, let's have something good to get the show kicked off.
I'm thinking WrestleMania needs better than that. If they want to really make it seem like it's the best show.
I dare you to find a single WrestleMania card that has a super solid match and had a super solid build for every single match on the card. Find one.
I'm not going to look at all the lists right now.
Fuck, jeez.
It's because it doesn't exist. They've always had filler. I mean, you look at even the biggest of WrestleManias. I'm trying to think of what I think it was WrestleMania 6, where like one of the matches was like... who was that team of the Russians against, like, the Killer Bees or some shit? Like,
even if it doesn't exist yet, though, that doesn't mean that it shouldn't. The best pay-per-view of the year. It should be the one thing where everything is, like... Now, of course, I wouldn't expect every match to be a main event level kind of thing, but every match should seem like it should be a really important, great match.
Yeah, and like, 2 months ago, they did that. Maybe not now, but they did it 2 months ago. They planted the siege for this match. You can't say this and then complain about Sami Zayn and how he just shows up randomly before WrestleMania feud with him.
Well, let's just put it this way. Do you not think the Usos and the Dudleys are capable of having a good match? A good to great match, even?
Not a WrestleMania-worthy match with this lack of a build over the past couple of weeks.
The build has really nothing to do with how the match is going to happen.
Well, if you want to look at it that way, then every pay-per-view should be... We should all be super excited for every pay-per-view.
We should. We absolutely should.
People said last year was one of the worst builds to WrestleMania ever, and that turned out to be a great Mania.
Year before that, too. And that's... I really hope that they prove that, you know, consistent again. I mean, I really want them to have a great build and a great WrestleMania, but shit, if we're going to get a great WrestleMania, then no matter what, that's great, but... I just look at this as like – this is confirmation that this year is a very lackluster WrestleMania.
I wouldn't even say that. You have Triple H coming out for it and The Undertaker and Shane McMahon to an
extent.
Yeah,
dude, this is like the lowest of low-card matches. You can't really complain about it not meaning anything when it's the lowest of low-card matches.
And also another thing is this build has been a lot better than last year.
Dude, this has a lot more going to it than, like, Carlito and Ric Flair going against the Colognes or whatever the fuck that match was we had.
Yeah. Well, you can pinpoint any one singular match over different pay-per-views and go, well, yeah, there was that stupid Coco Beware match or something, but I'm looking at this and I go, well, I don't care about Ryback versus Kalisto. I don't care about – I mean, I even just said earlier that I think that the Shane and Undertaker match is kind of underwhelming compared to some of the other possibilities we could have gotten. I'm not really sold on the multi-man IC title match. I really would rather see Sami Zayn versus –
You think the return of Shane McMahon to challenge the Undertaker in a Hell in a Cell at WrestleMania is underwhelming? What the fuck do you want? The Undertaker versus God?
That'd be kind of awesome.
I mean, Shawn Michaels might have to be out there for it, but...
Well, we just talked about how these two aren't going to have a whole lot of weapons, nor are they going to be in a chain wrestling match. So what are they going to do? They're going to have a match where they Undertaker stands around and doesn't do much to Shane, and Shane does those little shitty punches that he did recently.
It's going
to
be a clusterfuck of a match. Everyone's going to get involved in that.
It's going to be a fun, gimmicked match. As I said, I compare it to that Sting Triple H match.
And if I was sold on the main event and I was sold – right now the only match that I think is WrestleMania worthy for all possible rounding out every possible way that you can build a match is Brock Lesnar versus Dean Ambrose. But Triple H versus Roman Reigns, there are so many flaws when it comes to that. That's the main event and I'm not sold on that. Shane and Undertaker – that's not really doing as great as I would have hoped to have see a different Undertaker match or a different Shane match even. And then you got this new match of the Dudleys and the Usos, which maybe 2 months ago I would have cared even more. Or Ryback Kalisto that I don't really care about. Andre the Giant Battle Royal literally has nobody announced for it yet. We've got Brian the Brain bringing out Lana versus Bray. I don't give a shit about that.
Wait, did they announce that?
So you're just like skipping all the matches you definitely would care about, though. What about Chris Jericho against AJ Styles?
Chris Jericho versus AJ Styles, I've been saying over and over again, I would have cared a lot more if they wouldn't have fought like five other times beforehand.
They fought not even, was it three times? Three times most.
Three times, plus they've had tag matches, plus they've had multiple promos against each other.
That's what they're supposed to do to build the match. You're complaining that they're not doing enough? You're complaining they're not doing enough for these other storylines? Now you're saying they're doing too much for this one?
Yeah.
What about Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens?
Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens. If we get just a singles match between those two, I would prefer that more than the throw in The Miz and Stardust and whatever like that. Because I think that this is a situation where WrestleMania is looking like they're putting the wrong things in the wrong spots and then leaving things open for other things that need those other things. Like, Owens and Zayn could be a great match on their own, and they don't need the other people involved. Ryback Kalisto, that needs the other people.
No,
so you're gonna,
no,
something that could hinder one match instead of helping another match that needs that.
Okay, well, who's to say that's happening? I've seen no evidence to say that that's happening.
I've seen no evidence that says that that's not happening. Ryback and Kalisto have already set up the whole I challenge you at WrestleMania thing, and there's been Neville and Zayn and Owens and everybody. If you look at that in the, say, token that we look at every other type of multi-man match, it's the same exact build that they've always done. It'll end up happening.
I'm just saying
that Neville lost to Kevin Owens clean last week and then was in a non-important position against Chris Jericho this week. What at all makes him seem like he's getting ready for a title match at WrestleMania?
It doesn't matter that he lost like that. They've put people in that kind of position before.
You're really stretching for that, then. It's not he's being primed for it. Yeah, they could grab anybody anytime they want. They could pull
freaking
anyone.
Well, then, this is the same build that they've always
done. There's no evidence to show that they're doing a multi-man match. The evidence for him, and this is the same thing when they were saying, oh, we're going to have AJ Styles and Kevin Owens. There was no evidence for that match ever. The only evidence that happened for that match wasn't until recently where they did that Iron Man match at that house show. That's the first bit of evidence I've seen for that.
I'll put this out there. Somebody mention it or tag this or whatever. If they have this multi-man match, then that'll prove right there that there has been evidence like that. If they don't have it, then I will fully concede and say that they weren't building towards it.
Well, of course, if it happens or not, that's confirmation of it.
Exactly. Right now, it seems like they're building towards it to me. To you, it doesn't seem like they are.
Well, what does everyone out in the chat think? Because to me, I'm seeing nothing.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. All right.
Stacey Flanders.
We So one thing I did expect to happen is, hey, we're trying to make fucking entertainment for you guys here.
Yeah, fuck you, Kenneth K. Get back in your room.
You stop paying attention for a second? Well, fuck you, Silent Wind of Doom.
Yeah. Stop.
Yeah, paying. Fuck you, Silent Wind
of Doom. Feud of the century, apparently.
We're discussing WrestleMania, damn it. This is what we're supposed to be doing. Yeah, Drew, talk about, let me do my fucking bracket. Talking about basketball. Who the fuck cares about basketball?
Hey,
let's hear people have passionate conversations about the fucking... What's it called?
You're supposed to be Silent Wind of Doom, not Deaf Wind of Doom.
He does have a point there, Silent.
Who is going to win this year, Drew? I picked... who the fuck did I pick? I don't even know who I picked.
Bulls.
I didn't pick the Bulls. I picked Michigan State. Are they any good?
Michigan State, they are my favorites to win.
Bears.
So, usually with Michigan State, when they're red hot around...
So you're just going to copy my bracket then?
No, I already had... I have like Michigan State winning in mind as well.
How come I'm the only one who's picked a bracket so far?
I have like four people who have joined it. By the way, for those of you who don't know, if you join this tournament and fill out a bracket, if you win, you get a free t-shirt courtesy of smartguymoment.com. I'm providing it. I'll pay for it and ship it to you. So, yeah. Join this thing and get a free fucking t-shirt.
All you gotta do is just click a bunch of random buttons, people. You don't have to know shit about what's going on here.
No,
it even gives you little numbers to tell you who is most likely going to win.
Yeah.
Makes it easy. Hint, pick the lower numbers. They're better.
Yeah. Go with the Bulls for everything.
Tony, you should join as well. Just
I will be joining. I just don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
No, dude, exactly. You just said you. I see people who pick winners based on what their mascots are.
Yeah, I mean, I did that. I did one if it's like close to me, or I did one if it's just like a school that I've heard a lot of. Like, obviously, I picked the Fighting Irish.
Ooh.
You know, the Fighting Irish has got to do well. I picked Duke. I think I went had Duke go pretty far.
I think I might put them in alphabetical order.
Whatever team has the higher letter wins.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if you won with that. okay. What do we got here? Here's something I think we can talk about and pretty much be on the same page. We had New Day going against Rusev and Del Rio. I 100% expected them to do this after Roadblock when they had Sheamus and Barrett go against New Day for the titles. We had Rusev and Del Rio tonight. And shocker, Xavier Woods actually wrestles. Forgot he actually did that. And he got the pin. A surprise. New Day retains their titles two times in a row against League of Nations. Again, if they're building for New Day against League of Nations at WrestleMania, this is a shitty way to do it. They're just going to keep beating him over and over.
Yeah, see?
I mean, at least if, with something like this, they can argue they're trying out different tag team combinations because, you know, next we could have Rusev and Barrett and then Del Rio and Sheamus. Or whatever it may be.
Yeah, if they do that, they need to do all three against all four or brings another person into the New Day. Which, I don't know who the fuck that would be. But
did they leave on good terms with Mark Henry? I forget. Did they jump him? I forget how that fell out.
Yeah, that I don't think that was the whole good term thing. I think that he went against them in some way.
Yeah, didn't Mark Henry get hurt in that match against Big E? Where thought he was like seriously hurt. Watch. Ended up being nothing, I guess, because he's there, but...
Ended up being nothing at all?
Now, maybe they just use injuries for him as storyline.
I think we're getting 3-on-4, or 4-on-3, however you would classify
it. See, with the Freebirds, the Fabulous Freebirds going into the Hall of Fame this year, you easily could have done something with the League of Nations winning the titles and then finding a name for them to defend it with all four of them.
Yeah, perhaps. That would make sense, sort of a tribute to them. You could even have like the Freebirds like come out dancing with New Day on the stage. In fact, we'll probably get that as a backstage segment.
I could see that happening now. I didn't think about that, but yeah, that could happen.
Yeah, because they're both kind of like, you know, free-loving, super eccentric tag teams.
It sort of seems like they're turning New Day babyface.
Oh, they totally are.
They like still haven't like fully transitioned yet.
I'm not sure. Maybe it's just for this feud against the League of Nations where they want to make them the slightly more favorable team, and this way they don't have to fully commit so afterwards they can go back to being heels?
Maybe, like they did with the Bella Twins before.
Mm.
That'd be disappointing. I kind of would like to see them as baby faces right now.
They need a shakeup, but I think we were discussing on the Roadblock post show, I just don't know how much this gimmick will work for baby faces, because I fucking hate it. Although they can't go back to their old, clap their hands and shucking and driving in the ring.
Who knows? Maybe that'll work better now.
Oh, Kaylin Ferris is saying, when was the last time the New Day insulted the city they were in? I don't know. They were pretty light on Toronto. That was more Jericho's territory.
This week they said all the beautiful people here.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck. They're baby faces. They're total baby. Or did they say bootyful?
They might have said bootyful. I don't know. Yeah.
And I don't know if that's a good thing or not. I'm always confused with the way they use booty. Sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad.
You know, when they talk about like Kim Kardashian's booty, you think it'd be a good thing. But then they just go and say booty 1,000 times.
Yeah, and you know, they're booty-os. They make sure you ain't booty, so it sounds like, you know, you don't want to be booty. So you're going to eat the booty-os.
You know, the concept of booty, of the booty-os box with the t-shirt inside, it's stupid. But I'm half tempted to get it at some point.
It's just kind of a neat collectible.
Yeah, that's mainly what I'd get it for. Might just like give it to the t-shirt.
I don't give a shit about the t-shirt. I kind of just want the box as something to like put on the shelf.
Sometimes being booty is bad. Sometimes being booty is good. But always being booty is booty. I think that's their philosophy.
I thought you were about to give me a shitty pun. See, that's a good way to mess with booty, but no, you gave me absolutely nothing.
Well, then I'd just be talking out of my ass.
I think you're full of shit right now.
So Dean
Ambrose likes it.
Dean Ambrose is out in the ring. He talks for a bit. Paul Heyman comes out. He talks for a little bit, has Brock Lesnar with him. Brock Lesnar seems like he's going to charge after the ring, but Dean Ambrose pulls out a crowbar. Brock Lesnar, though, doesn't seem like he gives a fuck at first, and he continues to go in after him. But Ambrose takes a swing, and then Lesnar, you know, chooses the better and decides to, like, all right, we'll do this another time. Later on in the night, Mick Foley meets Dean Ambrose in the back and passes the torch, so to speak. Only instead of a torch, he passes him a flaming barbed wire bat. Although it's not flaming at this point, but I can guarantee by WrestleMania it will be.
Look at them, setting up another thing that's not on fire.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So this is 100% setting this up to be what I expected this to be. Brock Lesnar, of course, is going to be the scary big monster, and the only way Dean Ambrose is going to be able to overcome him is to get dirty, is to bring out the weapons, bring out his CZW background. It's good. I don't want lots of CZW stuff, but for this match, it's exactly what it needed.
You know, when they did this with CM Punk and Lesnar back in 2013, I really didn't like it that much. But with Dean, just because his character works better with it, I'm actually digging it a lot more. Yeah, that's really all I got.
Dean Ambrose also comes off as a guy who's a little bit more able to get his ass kicked than CM Punk. Not that CM Punk can't get his ass kicked, just like he will in his first UFC fight. But
CM Punk could get his ass kicked, but he complained about it, and then he would quit the company because he's not made
it. That's just what it is. CM Punk is his little bitch. So, like, he's not going to go out there and make himself get slaughtered. You know, he had to go out there and have a wrestling match with Brock Lesnar.
Look at the history. CM Punk, he refutes the idea that the doctors even looked at him correctly, and Dean Ambrose just steals ambulances from doctors.
Yeah, like, Dean Ambrose will get the proper advice. He's like, I'm just not going to listen to it. Nah, I don't care. Nah, I'm not going to sue you or anything. I'm just going to do what I want. It's cool.
let me get back out there. Let me take another swing at him.
But yeah, I expect Lesnar just to be tossed all over the fucking place. I expect him to get, like, suplexed off of something, like, and fall, like, 10 feet down. I expect all types of crazy shit like that. Well, has there been a Shane McMahon versus Brock Lesnar match? Because we should do that.
Ah, that sounds cool as shit.
Yeah, it does.
I wouldn't expect that at a Mania. You could do that at SummerSlam at some point.
Yeah, except they're probably doing Triple H. I don't know how much Shane's planning on being around, but if he wants to do a series of matches, there's a few of them he could do over the next couple years.
What, Triple H, one of them?
Absolutely, Triple H is one of them.
Has he ever faced Triple H?
I'm sure during you know, the whole courting of Stephanie and everything. There was a match between the two of them at some point.
Mm-hmm. Not like a pay-per-view, probably on a Raw.
Can't buy Triple H versus Shane a hell of a lot more than Brock Lesnar versus Shane.
Oh, I mean, that's just going to be a beating. There's no way Shane will have any offense whatsoever in the match against Brock Lesnar. I just want to see him get tossed around for a little bit. Kenneth Cade saying Dean is going to get suplexed off of an ambulance. Of course. I don't know why I didn't think of that. Ryback comes out for a match against Sin Cara. Another dominant victory. Liking him doing that. Kalisto is at ringside. Ryback tells Kalisto that he should give him a U.S. title shot at Mania. So there's your setup for that. Ryback and Kalisto. Kalisto and better get tough.
Tony was shitting on this earlier, but I absolutely loved this segment. The only thing that sucked about this was the crowd that fucking ruined the match by not even giving a peep other than a We Want Tables chant.
Hmm.
I really did. And I know Tony was complaining about how this match should use multiple people. No. I like the story they're telling. Little guy versus the big guy. And I saw people on Twitter shitting on the fact that Ryback is against Kalisto. I saw people complaining that it was Neville. Well, why isn't it Neville? Or and the words of someone else is, why isn't it an NXT guy? Because it's a story for the little guy versus the big guy. People seem to forget that Ryback, what at one point was one of the most over people in the company, and this is a guy that has steadily improved over the years. I just hate that people shit on the big guy, like pretty much what this crowd did tonight. And I hope that they don't back off with what they can do with him, because, hey, you should probably get that belt.
And what are people saying? Why is it an NXT guy, and they want their indie darlings? Isn't that what Kalisto is?
Or sorry, Neville, yeah. Or you know, AJ Styles, or Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
Yeah, I'm sure one of Tony's friends is probably like, man, I'm so excited that Samurai Del Sol is finally getting his WrestleMania match.
So, Samurai Del Sol versus Skip Sheffield, best match ever.
Wait, is his name Skip Sheffield?
No.
Yep.
Funny enough, I'm friends with a Ryan Reeves, but it's a completely different person.
Oh, that's
a
name. Okay.
I complained about this idea, and I'm going to complain about it in the future until things change. But I'm also not part of the subscribers that think the same things as what you were talking about. It doesn't make any sense for just like, well, throw an NXT guy in there. The fuck story is that supposed to be? The problem isn't Ryback. The problem is Kalisto.
Yeah. Throw an NXT guy in there? That's what they're doing for the IC title.
Basically, yeah. But yeah, the problem here isn't the story that they're telling. It's that Kalisto is a piece of shit U.S. champion. Like, they dropped that dude.
At least they're acknowledging it.
Just now, Ryback comes out, you know, last week or whatever it was. He's just kind of like, oh, yeah, I forgot that you're United States champ. I should, like, beat you and stuff. And Kalisto's like, nah. And then that's your build to wrestle me. Like, Ryback should just whoop the shit out of him now and get it over with and then fight somebody decent at WrestleMania instead.
You know they won't. I get this weird feeling Kalisto will end up winning at Mania, and I'm going to get really shitty when that happens. Because, yeah, we might complain that CM Punk or Daniel Bryan should never really fight, you know, Brock Lesnar without the ability of weapons. This match should never happen without the option of weapons, and it's going to happen without it. I don't know how this is going to work story match-wise. I'm excited for it, but this might be a dud of the match, or of the card, and I hate for it to be that.
Side note, I'm looking it up right now. Triple H and Shane McMahon have fought each other. Raw is War in Washington, 1999. Triple H defeated Shane to retain the title.
Yeah. It was a title match.
Yeah.
Wasn't even 97.
Most of the time, they've teamed up with each other, though.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, here's another one. European title, Kane and Shane McMahon defeated Triple H and X-Pac.
It was a tag team match for the European title?
Yeah, that's...
Attitude Era was fucking weird.
Yeah. Oh, they fought each other on SmackDown, too. Triple H and X-Pac against Shane McMahon and Test.
Was that also for the European title?
No, that one wasn't for title.
Maybe that's how we can solve the U.S. title situation. Let's have a tag match.
All right, I'm down for it. What the hell?
I don't know who we put. Let's have a handicap match. Shit, why not? That used to be Ryback's thing.
Yeah, and it's not like Sin Cara is going to really help.
So, did anyone... I know people online made the joke, but was anyone else like, oh, Sin Cara Negro's out there?
I didn't think about that.
Oh, was he wearing black?
Yes, he was wearing all black.
I didn't even notice. He's
all white.
Oh, that's weird.
I know one person who did notice. Booker T. He could tell. He has something under his boot and everything.
So you go from the U.S. title build to the IC title build of sorts. Sami Zayn went one-on-one against The Miz with Kevin Owens on commentary. After a distraction from Kevin Owens, it actually leads to Sami Zayn getting the victory after the Helluva kick. That's what they call it. Nothing really to report here. Sami Zayn's still fat.
Well, I don't think he would have dropped 20 pounds in the past 2 days.
If he really hit that gym hard, maybe he could, instead of hitting the IHOP.
I mean, I dropped a pound and a half from yesterday, and that's amazing. I don't think he could drop 10.
Was that like a really good shit you took or something?
Nah.
No,
see, so maybe if I do have a really good shit ahead of me, I'm going to drop 5 pounds.
No, see, the issue with Sami Zayn is he watches Raw every single week before he gets called up. He sees all these Popeye commercials, Sonic commercials. The guy's got to eat. He gets the cravies. He gets the munchies sometimes.
Okay.
There's hot dogs.
He's probably been hanging out with Undertaker. Yep.
That's lost on me.
He's got the munchies because he was hanging out with the Undertaker.
Okay. I think we just called Undertaker fat. I'm like, he actually didn't look that bad.
I mean, there's been fat Undertaker moments.
Yeah.
But yeah, he looks good. He looks good tonight. We had another tag match. I forgot the Usos were in a match. It was against Social Outcast members Bo Dallas and Adam Rose. Not a surprise. I forgot, though.
That awesome setup for that Dudley Boys thing.
Well, apparently the Dudley Boys were on commentary. Also something I didn't notice.
Yeah.
Yep.
The
R-Truth and Goldust saga continues. R-Truth is backstage, dressed up in a penguin outfit. No doubt they were just rummaging around and found, like, the penguin mascot outfit sitting backstage somewhere. Like, hey, Truth, hey, put this on. It'd be funny. he approaches Goldust, throws off some weird facts about penguins choosing mates for life or something. And again, asks Goldust to be his tag partner. The crowd, God bless them, they were trying to get into it, give the yes chant to get Goldust to try to say yes, but Goldust turned him down again with a big no, meaning this continues.
Maybe they'll drop this like they dropped the rose bush.
This makes you sad they dropped the rose bush?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's that bad.
Nah, but this has gone on for a month and a half now.
This has gone on way too long.
And the first week it went on for way too long.
And I'm going to guess that this isn't going to have a WrestleMania match.
Oh, for fuck's sake. If this ends up being a WrestleMania match, then... God damn it.
If they were going to do a multi-man tag match, and then that WrestleMania, he was like, sure, let's now be partners. Then maybe I would be interested in it a little bit, but I don't know what the fuck you do with these guys now.
Silent Wind of Doom posted a link to the actual Penguins mascot. What the fuck is wrong with it?
Take a look.
It looks so derpy.
Actually, I think the Los Angeles Clippers, they introduced their new mascot. I thought it might have been a penguin.
The Clippers had a penguin? Wouldn't they have, like, a paperclip? Is that what a clipper is?
Yeah, I have no idea. Oh, it's not even a mascot. It's a freaking pelican.
It's a condor?
A condor?
A ship? What? How is it a ship? They're named after ships? Oh, so why is it a condor? Yeah, those hair clippers. Well, we've been talking a lot about basketball tonight. What the fuck?
I'm sorry.
We had Chris Jericho out for another fantastic heel promo. Matter of fact, as soon as he gets like a live mic, he's just like, he tells some fan to take his sign and shove it. Like, just great Jericho. He gets in a match against Neville. He loses control during this match and shoves the referee for the quick DQ. he grabs a mic again and just continues talking about how much he can't stand the fact that the fans are choosing AJ Styles over him. This has AJ Styles come out and lays Jericho out with one forearm.
Oh, no, no, no. It was a phenomenal forearm. Because that's the name of the move.
And yeah, that is right. They did say that. The phenomenal forearm, which is just so lame.
It is. When they, like, bring out these names for moves, like, I remember the first time they named Asuka submission, and, like, oh, she calls that the Asuka lock. I was like, oh, does she? I hope she didn't stay up all night thinking about that one.
Oh, my God. I really had a disdain for this segment and the match.
I thought it was great up until when AJ Styles came out.
Oh, yeah. No.
I thought Jericho was on point. I think Jericho's doing some of the best work he's done since the suit era, the movie we've seen the last few weeks.
If only he's put this much effort into his character when he came back the first time in 2012.
See, this is an evolution. So we've seen lots of evolutions to Jericho, and since he's came back, we haven't really seen much of an evolution to him. He's just kind of been meh. We're seeing an evolution now, and yeah, he's taking a lot of elements from the suit character, but he also is incorporating a lot more of the baby Jericho. And he's kind of got both of them working together.
At least he's not silent Jericho.
Silent Wind of Jericho.
I'm liking what he's doing, but with him turning on AJ Styles, and the way they describe it is he beats him up and he shoves his Y2AJ shirt down his throat, and all AJ Styles does is come out and do a forearm, and that's it. They fucked that up really bad. And with the show, with the only other main two people getting at it with each other is Taker and Shane, and that really wasn't much of a tangle between the two. They could have done some. Oh shit, maybe Reigns and Triple H, but they could have done something with this. But I guess with the next match being Triple H and what's his face, I guess they kind of had to do this.
Wait, so
this
wait, after that? We're getting more mascots linked in the chat here. We got the Clippers one. You thought that was a penguin? That looks nothing like a penguin. It's very
no, dude. This is the New Orleans Pelicans mascot.
No. Not the last one that was linked. It was the one before that. It's the mascot Chuck the Condor. It's the Clippers mascot. It's got a Clippers jersey on.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just thinking wrong.
So he's Chuck the Condor as opposed to Chuck the Clipper? Shouldn't he just be a pair of scissors or something?
I think it would be kind of hard to do Clippers.
I think we already... Yeah, you know, plus he would never be able to run. and yeah, and then we got this one for the Pelicans, and that is absolutely terrifying. Ugh, that's even scarier than the Gooker.
Pierre the... Jesus Christ.
Wow. He looks like he has makeup on, too, so it's like a pelican in drag. Oh, that was disgusting. You know what my favorite part of tonight was, guys? Is when we got the ultimate flashback, and we had a match between Triple H and Shawn Michaels. Oh, it was great. Shawn Michaels came out. He did the sexy boy dance. He had his old tights on. It was great. I loved it.
I like that part where he did the super kick.
Oh, it's fantastic. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. That was Dolph Ziggler?
No, it was Tyler Breeze.
And my notes here say it was Dolph. Wow. Okay. I guess I was having... antacid flashbacks or something. Dolph Ziggler and Triple H. They had some setup with this where Dolph Ziggler was still trying to stick it into the craw of the Authority, reliving two fucking years ago that he still hasn't let go. This sets up a match where Triple H goes against Ziggler, and if Ziggler can come up on the winning end, he gets to choose his match for WrestleMania, besides being able to enter himself into the world title match. They specified that. It was a good match. Triple H is... at least no one can accuse him of just being a slouch going into WrestleMania. He's going out there and he's wrestling some matches. So kudos to him for that. Ziggler fights hard, but Triple H wins with a pedigree. The more important part is after this match, Roman Reigns returns. Triumph for return, really. They play his music and he slowly walks out on the ramp. Although I guess it is a big deal that he comes out from the ramp. I wonder if this is going to be like permanent now.
Yeah,
that's going to be his new thing coming down the ramp.
Just go ahead and change his outfit. Maybe change his
music up a little bit. That was a missed opportunity to not have him come out with something new.
One thing I really loved about this is the way that the commentary team was selling it. They said, we haven't seen that Roman Reigns since Triple H broke his face. Not that he had surgery, that Triple H broke his entire face.
I like the way they said that. It's not like he broke his arm and you haven't seen Reigns in months.
Mm-hmm.
What really killed their selling of it was that the crowd was booing Reigns the entire time, pretty much, and no one really cared.
I mean, that's every time Roman Reigns comes out anymore. I'm trying to think back, like, wait, have they cheered him at all in 2016? I can't think of a single positive crowd for Roman Reigns at all of 2016.
Reigns is a douchebag. He could have showed up, like, 5 minutes earlier and maybe help Ziggler get a roll-up win.
I thought that's what's going to happen. So I'm, you know, credit for them for not doing the obvious.
Yeah, because then they actually had a reason for Ziggler to be in a multi-man IC title match. So Triple H gets beaten down by Roman Reigns, very similar to how Triple H laid to him a few weeks ago. Roman slams his face a bunch of times into the announcer's desk. They brawl all the way to the backstage area until Roman Reigns is held back by his most trusted friends, the Usos and Jack Swagger.
And Mark Henry.
What the fuck? Where's the Jack Swagger just popping up randomly lately? Like, oh, WrestleMania's coming up. I better start showing my face. Maybe I'll get a payday. Yeah.
Well, Mark Henry did show up.
Mark Henry, I can almost understand even, but Jack Swagger?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Mark Henry's the kind of guy I could picture being friends with everybody. You know, everyone likes Mark Henry. Swagger? I thought he was the kid who had to, like, sit at the weird table. And Roman Reigns and the Usos were definitely, like, the cool kids, so they were not inviting Jack Swagger over.
Swagger's that dude that says that he swears he has a whole lot of friends, but they just live in that town across from the way. It's like, no, you never met him before. That's why we do the We the People.
Oh, no. You know what it is? Jack Swagger is that kid that, like, his dad has lots of cool shit, like bazookas and, like, you know, an ATV and all this awesome stuff. So he invites all the kids over to play with that stuff, and that's the only reason anybody hangs out with him.
Yeah, they go to his birthday party at Laser Storm just because it's a laser tag thing.
Yeah. Thanks, Fred. Whatever your name is. So Roman Reigns is back in the mix just in time for 2 weeks before Mania. Doesn't look like we're getting anything changed to this event, at least not yet. We're going Triple H and Roman Reigns. Good luck. That's all I can say. Nothing to close out, fellas.
I mean, it was kind of cool. It's kind of cool that he used a television monitor to hit him in the back with.
That was an awesome visual. Way cooler than when Dean Ambrose used that TV to hit, was it Seth Rollins?
You mean Bray Wyatt?
Was it Bray Wyatt?
The one where it,
the TV exploded?
Yes.
You guys like the TV?
The one today? Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah.
Fake TV is fake.
That wasn't a fake TV.
You could see when he pretended that it was like all smashed up and whatever, that they had some kind of a piece of paper over the top of it and stuff, and that totally just seemed fake as hell to me.
What are you talking about? It was still shining, like illuminating after it broke.
It's like a light bulb and a piece of paper and cardboard.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. Well, we're going to move along here. We're going to go into the good, the bad, and the ugly. We're going to talk about the best part of the show, the worst part of the show, and the most god-awful, must-avoid part of the show. If you have a good, bad, and ugly, drop it in the chat room, and we'll read it after ours. It is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Drew, what's your good, bad, and ugly?
My good probably will be the Dolph Ziggler Triple H match. I actually really enjoyed that. My bad probably going to be a mixture of R-Truth and Goldust and the failed attempt of whatever they were doing with AJ Styles and Chris Jericho, because that was pretty stupid. And my ugly, It's going to be a tough one this week, but I really don't think there was anything too offensive on the show other than maybe a botch here and there, but nothing really too bad.
All right, Tony, your GBU.
Good's going to go to Triple H's promo. That honesty, man, kind of made me want to hang myself a little bit. Except for the line about everybody loving Roman Reigns, that completely wasn't truthful at all. The bad's going to go to Kalisto's jump where the U.S. title fell.
Okay, shit, my bad. Yeah, actually, that's my ugly.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. It was just like, dude, you suck as U.S. champ. Now you can't even wear it. You're feeling in all regards here, buddy. And my ugly is going to stick with that, and it's going to go to Sin Cara's new look. He looks out of shape. It's not flashy. It's just fucking weird. Somebody, I can't remember who it was in the chat, it might have been Brian, said it seemed like he was wearing a gimp mask. Totally not the direction I want Sin Cara's character to go.
Well, still better than being a stylist. That's for AJ, stylist. All right, we got some in the chat room here. Brian the Brain saying, good, seeing Paige. And she was on the show tonight. Too bad it's building for that awful fucking Divas tag match. Oh, and there we said Brian the Brain saying, bad Divas tag match. Ugly, R-Truth. Silent One the Doom saying, good, that is how you do a commercial. Love this dog thing, even if it blows one of Tony's future's questions. The fuck are you talking about?
I know what he's talking about, and I was thinking of the same thing, actually. It was a commercial for the hot dogs that they keep talking about.
Oh, fuck.
And not the whole, selling the hot dogs here, not that thing. But they talked about Mad Dog Vachon, Road Dog, and Junkyard Dog. And I was just like, oh, man, British Bulldog's coming up next. Fuck! Where's British Bulldog? So, yeah, there goes a future Ask Him. Name as many dog characters as you can.
Bad. JBL yelling at Dean, you're out of bounds, you dope. Not even trying. Ugly. Does anyone remember anything about Jacqueline besides getting her top ripped off at Capital Carnage?
She was the time she didn't.
She was a referee where she had that shirt that like showed all of her boobs. And then there was that time she had her top taken off during that bikini contest. That was her, right? I think that happened with her. Seems like that happened with all the divas. Sable, the Cat, Mae Young. Memories. Good, sweet memories. Kenneth Cade, good. Brock deciding to fight rather than leave. Bad. WWE thinking Royal Rumble is still a face. Oh, Roman Reigns is still a face. Royal
Rumble. Oh, that nasty heel Royal Rumble.
Well, when I see RR, I think Royal Rumble. I don't think Roman Reigns.
If the R would have been backwards.
Ugly, Goldust and R-Truth. Oh, Kenneth Cade reminding us she was part of PMS. Yeah, that was great. With meat.
Cool. She was part of PMS?
Yeah, Pretty Mean Sisters. That was her and Marlena.
I only remember Marlena. She was hot.
I mean, if it's the Pretty Mean Sisters, there has to be another one.
Yeah, but it could have been Sheamus for all I know.
My good, bad, and ugly. My good, I am going to give to Chris Jericho's performance tonight. He has just been on fire the last couple events, so he deserves that one tonight. The bad, I am going to give to the Usos and against Social Outcast. Just don't have any memory of what went down there. It was just kind of a waste of time. The ugly, I'm going to give to Sami Zayn's love handles. He's got to get working on those. And this is, I understand he's been out, but I mean, wasn't it just an arm injury? Could have kept doing cardio and like stuff with his other arm.
I think he's just preparing himself for his new submission finisher, the Haluva handles.
Jesus Christ. So for favorite commercial, I didn't have one exactly, but you guys were talking about the hot dogs. I just wanted to bring up the fact that why the fuck is Burger King making hot dogs now? Who the hell thought that was a good idea?
When I go to Burger King, I think hot dogs.
Who would dare try eating those? I mean, hot dogs are gross from any place. I don't, you know, there's something I'm curious about trusting. Burger King, yeah, right.
I'm going to put this out there. I probably will never eat this, but I will admit part of me is just really like interested in just how badly I'll have diarrhea afterward. So I kind of want to try it just to see.
So like, maybe you can do like, kind of like the, what was that? The, that black Burger King burger.
Oh God.
Remember like the one that everyone was going on about how it makes your poop green. It's like, oh, everyone's saying it makes your poop green. So I'm going to eat it. Ah, my poop turned green. That was a thing once.
Maybe I'll drop 5 pounds that way.
All
there
right.
You go, Sami Zayn. Eat one of those hot dogs.
Oh, yeah. Just feed him more, because he is the underdog. Just have the dogs come out of his under.
Yeah.
Bark, 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 bark.
All right, we got some games to play tonight.
Woo.
We're going to have the return of Tap Out to determine who's going to have first dibs or get some extra points going into the next game. Today's edition of Tap Out is WrestleMania main events. Drew, you got the first one on this one. So start naming WrestleMania main events and we'll go back and forth.
Starting now.
Okay.
Let's go with Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton versus.
You already lost. You fucking suck, Drew. Oh, congrats, Tony. You got 2 points to start.
I don't think I suck.
You didn't even make it past the first one.
Oddly enough, you know what's going to be my first thing I was going to put out there?
What?
Out of all the ones that came up first in my mind.
What's that?
Bam Bam versus Lawrence Taylor.
Hey, it's a safe one to go. I mean, that could have been one you saved, but hey, whatever. There's no wrong answer except for what Drew said. All right. So we're going to do our main game tonight is going to be In Other Words. We haven't done this one in a little bit. We've been trying out some new games, but if you forgot how this one works, it's basically coming up with a synonym for what I am telling you. I'll read a paraphrased clue of a superstar, diva, event, or something else that may or may not be wrestling related, and the player must translate the phrase into the correct answer. You guys remember this one, yeah?
Yep.
All right. Tony, you got the first one on this one. Remember, you have the option to do it. If you get it correct, you get 2 points. If you guess incorrectly, you lose 1 point, or you can pass and it'll go on to Drew. Okay? So your first one, Tony, in other words, what is Brisk Boulevard? Brisk Boulevard. Three, two, one.
Pass.
Drew, Brisk Boulevard. Yeah, I thought this one was easy, too. Chat room's getting pissed at you guys.
I don't want to look at the chat.
Yeah, I'm trying not to look at the chat, though.
Yeah, I just saw Kenneth Cade say it, so I'm going to have to cut you off there. Guys, don't say it until I give the answer, please. Brisk Boulevard, Fast Lane.
Fuck that pay-per-view. Of course I wasn't going to remember that one.
It was just a month ago.
Exactly. Completely forgettable. Actually,
well, if it's like every other February pay-per-view, yeah, it is forgettable.
All right, Drew, you got first dibs on this one.
Oh, boy.
In other words, what is Italian showers?
Italian showers.
Italian showers.
You know what? I might have to pass in this one.
All right. Tony, Italian showers.
I have no fucking idea whatsoever. Roman Reigns?
Roman Reigns. All right. Another 2 points for the Tony man. Fuck, you guys are tense. Okay, Tony, you got first dibs on this one. In other words, what is Moo Monarch? Moo Monarch.
Moo like M-O-O?
Yes. Moo. Okay,
just making sure Monarch. I'm like, all right, this is going to be a time count thing. It's going to be really weird. Dairy Queen?
No, not Dairy Queen. Drew, Moo Monarch.
I was totally thinking, Dairy Queen have anything to do?
I was thinking of, what's his face? Jim Cornette.
Okay, you're really fucking stretching it.
All right, yeah, Drew's just rambling on instead of trying to answer the damn question.
Yeah, I have nothing, so.
Triple H versus Daniel Bryan.
Dairy Queen wasn't too far off. It's Burger King.
Oh.
Moo Monarch, Jerry Burger King. Thing. Well, also because we had the Burger King commercials tonight.
Wow. Hey, I should get like half credit. If you were thinking of it for just Burger King, the restaurant, I thought Dairy Queen.
Well, I did say that it may or may not be wrestling related. So I might swerve you once.
Okay.
All right. Drew, you have first dibs on this one. Drew, in other words, what is street obstacle?
Hope he says Triple H versus Daniel Bryan.
Tony, street obstacle.
Roadblock.
Roadblock is correct for that one. Plus two for Tony.
I think it was plus two to me.
King was Dairy Queen.
Kaylin, it did happen two nights ago. So it shouldn't be that far out of your memory for that one.
Well, I mean, I didn't watch it, so.
See, I might forget Fastlane, but Roadblock, now that's a pay-per-view name that you can stick by.
All right, Tony, you got the last one going to you first here, but you already got a sizable lead here with 5 points to Drew's nothing.
I don't know. I think I got a shot here.
But all right, Tony, you got first dibs on this one. In other words, what is Jack Pylon?
It sounds like Jack Swagger's brothers. Jack Pylon. Pass.
All right, Drew. Jack Pylon.
Let's go with the Twin Towers here.
It's not the Twin Towers. Jesus Christ. Tony, I'm shocked you didn't get this one. Jack Pylon is John Cone.
John Cone.
All right, so adding up the points here, we got Tony with 5, Drew with 0. Tony is our winner this week. Yeah.
Well, I know you said with the bracket that the lower numbers are better.
It's not how you win, Drew. So, Drew, you had a good 1 week victory spell there.
Yeah, well, the upset has happened eventually, and no, Drew Crew for life. You know, sometimes we're not shitheaded losers.
So, Tony, you get to pick how Drew does our plugs tonight. We've already actually gotten some fun ones being suggested in the chat. See, the chat's picking up on how we do this. I don't have to tell them to put the suggestions in there. They're already starting to do it.
It looks like the majority theme is some form of a leprechaun because of St. Paddy's Day. I don't think that we're going to go with Solomon of Doom's really racist leprechaun.
Drew will probably just end up making it that anyway. So.
But yeah, I like the idea of... I don't think that Drew can pull off Liam Neeson explaining that he has a very specific set of plugs. That'd be fantastic if he was able to do that. I think... going with the whole Lucky Charms, leprechaun kind of thing is a good way for Drew to round us out for this week.
Yeah, I have a very terrible Irish impression.
I could have told you that already. Haven't even heard it before, but that's kind of a
safe bet.
It's a safe bet that I'm going to screw this up. So for anyone out there who's about to really hate me and get turned off by this show, I apologize in advance.
He apologizes in advent.
It's a huge event when he apologizes.
No, if you're going to steal my Lucky Charms, you must go to sportcatmoment.com, where you have all of your news and other things on the website as well. Go to Mega Pirates Radio and Mixler and check out Smack Talk and whatever the Daceman does. Smack Talk's out there on occasion. And then for me, the Drew Crew, you must go to DrewSavoy.com, and then you go to the YouTube to make a freaking ducket. And
when did you become Mario?
I realized that at some point, and
it was like a mix of Mickey Mouse, Jar Jar Binks, and Mario. What the fuck was that?
And you remember when Drew White was Captain Lou Albano?
And for real, I'm actually say this with some seriousness because, like I said, free T-shirt. If anyone of you want to join the Mega Maniacs, go to the link I provided in there. Fill out a bracket for the tournament. First place gets a free T-shirt of any design on the Redbubble page for Smart Out Moment and for Smack Talk. And, you know, inside jokes, you get a Smack Talk T-shirt, get a Smart Out Moment, get a total bullshit one if you're into that kind of shit.
It's one of my favorites.
So, yeah, just like I said, all you have to do is fill one out and join the Mega Maniacs on Facebook so I know who it is and who to contact when you win. And just give me like an address so I can send you the shit and we'll all be good. So, yeah, do that.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah. Well, so, like, seriously, it's a free fucking T-shirt. All you have to do is fill out a bracket. It's not that difficult. So, I mean, Peter only needs one T-shirt, apparently, but anyone else could you get one then.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Peter got the red one. He should get the white one.
I thought his was black.
He should get the red bubble.
He got the black shirt with the red logo.
Yeah, so he could get a white shirt. He got a black shirt, not a red one.
Wait, so he got, like, the logo shirt?
Yeah.
So now he can get one of the joke shirts.
Yeah, no, that's what I told him. He said, no, I already have a T-shirt. And I said, dude, you can get any shirt with any logo. Why would you not just fill one out?
And for those that are interested, I am going to be adding more shirt designs in the coming future. I've got a couple that I'm sitting on right now that I probably could upload pretty soon. Team Gavel or Team Mallet. Two different Ooh. Shirts for that.
And also the tournament and the pretty much the deciding winner won't be pretty much be decided until April. So, Tony, you have enough time to decide what you want. And who knows, maybe Tony will have a few new shirts on there.
Yeah, if you have any suggestions, go ahead and send them my way. I'll try to figure something out.
He says he sucks at them, so I do don't suck expect at too much.
I'm working on a However Bell shirt. I'm working on Kane's Got a Shot, Neville Level 77. I've got a Cheap Heat idea.
If there is a way that you could put Kane shooting a basketball on a T-shirt.
Just do like one of those like silhouette styles where it's just like the body and it just has the red Kane mask over it, like free throwing a shot from the 3-point line.
He's got a free shot.
All right, well, I think we've had enough nonsense today, folks. We're going to wrap this up. If you enjoyed the show, join us every week live following Raw. Tune your browsers to megapowersradio.com. Support us everywhere podcasts are found. iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. Where are all those places? And the best place to also support us is on Patreon. Voluntary subscription as little as $1 a month helps us keep doing things here. And you can find links to every single one of these things I just told you about. What is at smartcutmoment.com. I apologize in advance, folks. We'll catch y'all next week, folks, for Drew White. That's not our theme song. For Drew White. That is our theme song. This is our outro song. I'm out of here, folks. Have a good night.
Attention maggots, this is Sergeant Slaughter from WWE and G.I. Joe, the real American hero. You're listening to Mega Power Radio. Don't touch that dial. And that's an order.